Brooklet City Council members voted to appoint Hugh Hunter as the city attorney following Kane Smith's resignation. During Thursday night's March 21, 2024 meeting, the approval of Agenda Item 14.4 ratified Hunter's resuming the position on February 28, 2024 as a part of assisting the city with two grievances filed by employees, and issues related to those grievances. Continue reading for a recap of the meeting. Councilman Harrison, Mayor Pro Tem Kelly, Mayor Gwinnett and Councilman Anderson after a prayer and pledge of allegiance led by Mayor Nikki Gwinnett. The agenda for the March 21, 2024 Brooklet City Council meeting was approved. Presentation: City Auditor Patricia Hunter presented a summary of the audit report, thanking City Clerk Lori Phillips for her work and her understanding of the accounting system allowing for smooth operation. City Auditor Hunter says that the council could improve upon two areas, including specifying the budget, finances more exactly in writing to allow for easier auditing, and to be conscious of spending in light of economic inflation. Overall, Hunter reports that budgeting has been well handled and finances are robust in the city, with the cash statement in June of 2023 totaling over $2.8 million, rising from about $2.5 million the previous year. Mayor Pro Tem Rebecca Kelly and Councilmember Bradley Anderson thank City Auditor Hunter and City Clerk Phillips for their thorough and invested work with the financial accounting in the city. Public comments: Gilbert Howard signed up to speak during the meeting. He addressed the council and asked them at what date they were made aware that former council member Jonathan Graham was not a resident of the city of Brooklet. Mayor Gwinnett stated that he would get the answer and report back to Howard. Questions about Graham's residency has been one of many issues the council has been dealing with in recent weeks. Approval of minutes: the minutes of meetings between September 14, 2023 until March 6, 2024 were AP approved, consent agenda approved. Employee health insurance renewal for the 4th of April 2024, updated fees to use the Randy Newman Community Center, Pavilion, and Festival Grounds as follows: half a day, 4 hours, $175, full day, 8 hours, $275, hourly rate $40 per hour, Pavilion, 10x10 spot, $10 each. Councilmember Anderson says the community center rates were lowered to encourage more use of the facility to increase revenue, currently expending more than incoming. Prince and Son Tree Specialist INV No. 250 Council approved this on February 15 at the $4,500 rate. An additional invoice was received for $500 for one tree to be removed, which has increased at $5,000 as it is one job. Since it was quoted and then added to it, it exceeds the variance threshold. Invoice number 01W1587 for $1,387.70 received from SWAT, Solid Waste Applied Technologies Inc., for servicing the sanitation truck. Quote received from Core and Main in the amount of $12,423.60 for water meters. Approved. Consideration of a motion to approve the February financial reports as presented. Report from the City Engineer Wesley Parker, not present. Report from the City Consultant Matthew Morris, not present. Reports from committee members. Councilman Anderson asked for greater pressure to be placed on the City Engineer and consultants to bring reports to the Council. Councilman James Harrison reported to the attendees that a piece of city equipment had recently broken. Daryl Smith, Public Works Lead in Brooklet, says that the hydro dig broke due to a crack caused by metal fatigue. Councilman Roten, not present. Police Chief Gary M. Roberts says that there were 39 calls for service in February. It was a rough month for our guys, said Roberts. The department is currently in the testing phase of operating the new tag reader at the town's entrance. Safety Coordinator Jim Stanoff says he reached back out to the FEMA representative regarding the generator grant. Seems like there's been a delay in processing, and until further notice it'll be on hold. In August it will be 5 years since the application was submitted, said Stanoff. Stanoff also recommends that Willie Street be surveyed and marked accordingly due to its vacancies, as liability claims on vacant city properties have increased in the state. Police Chief Roberts, Safety Coordinator Stanoff, Councilman Harrison and Mayor Pro Tem Kelly. Discussion items: 14.1 Approved motion to approve a resolution celebrating 75 years of the Kiwanis Club of Brooklet, GA. In March 1949, Brooklet's Kiwanis Club was established. In these 75 years, the club has enhanced quality of life and served kids in the community, providing scholarship opportunities and youth clubs resources. The council congratulated them and declared that March 19 is Kiwanis Day in Brooklet, Georgia. 14.2 Approved motion to approve the resignation of I. Kane Smith as the city solicitor and city attorney, effective February 28, 2024. 14.3 Approved motion to approve the resignation of Jonathan Graham, council seat number 5, effective March 1, 2024. Mayor Pro Tem Kelly asked when the vacant seat needed to be filled, and City Attorney Hugh Hunter said he would find out. 14.4 Approved motion to appoint Hugh Hunter as the city attorney through June 30, 2024, and to ratify him being hired on or about February 28, 2024, to assist with two grievances filed by employees and issues related to those grievances. Councilman Harrison said that this motion is the second draft of this item, and is more encompassing of the proceedings of filling the city attorney position since the resignation of Kane Smith after 1 month that led former city attorney Hunter's return. Councilman Anderson thanked city attorney Hunter and stated that June is approaching quickly and an aggressive approach to filling the position is needed. He suggested that the council begin drafting a timeline and process of hiring a new attorney immediately, to prevent another issue such as Smith's resignation. City Attorney Hugh hopes to be helpful in the transition process of placing a new city attorney in the position. 14.5 Approved motion to appoint Robbie Mock Jr. as the city solicitor. 14.6 Approved motion to appoint Deborah Alexander as chairman of planning and zoning. 14.7 Approved discussion and motion to authorize the city attorney to update the zoning ordinance under Article 15. Planning Commission, Sec. 15-1. Creation of Planning Commission and Sec. 15-4. Reporting to the City Council. This motion clarifies that applicants of service on the Planning and Zoning Commission must meet the requirement of holding Brooklet City residence. It also defined that absence from city meetings more than 3 times makes you liable for replacement. The modification also allows for position holders to receive a small amount of compensation. 14.8.APPROVED Discussion and motion to authorize the city attorney to prepare an ordinance for food truck vendors and for a farmer's market. City Attorney Hugh Hunter alluded to recently passed state laws about vendor requirements and stated he would investigate further to prepare the ordinance. Councilman Anderson suggests food truck vendors be limited to designated locations and not all over the city. Safety Coordinator Stanoff says that a certificate of insurance may be required of vendors of food trucks or farmers markets. 14.9. Approved motion to approve estimate number 4783 from Ninja Lawns for $1,170.94. The estimate will address the immediate spring annuals install for landscaping in front of City Hall. 14.10 Approved motion to approve estimate number 4784 from Ninja Lawns for $618.95. The estimate will address the immediate spring annuals install for landscaping in front of City Hall. Mayor Pro Tem Kelly says that this landscaping will cost less than the estimate and be closer to $400. 14.11 Not approved discussion and review of a quote received for the purchase of a Caterpillar 301.7 excavator for $43,311. Councilman Harrison suggested that leasing it would be more expensive over time, as repairing damages to the rented machinery could be especially costly. Public Works Lead Smith says that the machine would be used to install water meters or handle exploratory digging, saving man hours. Smith says the current backhoe is 22 years old. Anderson requested that funding this purchase be discussed further and the council agreed to bring the matter back onto the table at a future meeting. 14.12. Approved discussion and motion to approve a quote for the purchase of 30 signposts. 2 quotes were received and they are as follows. Traffic Safety Direct -$1,738. GCI, Georgia Correctional Intuition -$1,655. 14.13. Amended and approved discussion and motion to approve fencing around well number 3 property. Motion. The council approved the payout of contingency up to $8,500. 14.14. tabled discussion and motion to approve the job description to add to the employee handbook, for an equipment operator and water system maintenance technician with a beginning hourly rate of $21.50 plus benefits. Councilman Anderson says other job descriptions do not include hourly rate, and this decision should could later as the city is working toward salary scales. Mayor Gwinnett adjourned the meeting at 8 p.m.